Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Ag U Pitch and the Spring Crop Update Series. We've got Russell French from Amarillo, Texas, I guess is where you're at. Isn't that right, Russell?
That's correct, yes. So, up in the panhandle.
Yeah, so, hey, just wanted to touch base. You work with Pioneer and a lot of growers in that area. We've been fortunate enough to work with you, and Shay's had you on a number of times, and so we thought we'd check in and kind of see how things are going in Texas and in the South. It sounds like last week's report here kind of stated that maybe 50% of the, or a little better, 55% of the planting is in the ground on corn. So give us a little report on kind of what you're seeing across the state.
Well, sure. I appreciate that, Chris. You know, Texas is a really big state, so we got a lot of variation across the state. But down in the Rio Grande Valley, you know, corn is already up to the V7 stage. And up there in the coastal bend area, Corpus Christi would be about V4. And then the upper Gulf Coast, the corn is probably mostly in the V1 to V2 stage. And then as you progress north across the central Texas, you know, planting is pretty well complete up to the Red River on the Oklahoma-Texas line. And conditions are very dry in the Rio Grande Valley and Coastal Bend area. They're going to need a rain pretty quick or it's going to be over for them. And but conditions have been very good in the northern part of Texas there, from Dallas north to the Red River. So they've got pretty good conditions. But like I said, they're wrapping up on corn. Out here in West Texas, here in the High Plains, you know, at our elevation, you know, we're anywhere from 3 to almost 5,000 feet elevation. It's a lot cooler in this part of the state. Planting has started south of Lubbock. And then you get up here in the Amarillo area in the northern Texas Panhandle. We're still probably about a week or two away from really cranking it up. So that's kind of where we're at. We're very dry here in the West Texas area, especially south of Amarillo, extremely dry. North of Amarillo, and the panhandle is not too bad a shape. We've caught some snow and rain this winter, and we're in a little better shape. But out here in the irrigated country, people are still pre-irrigating, building up that soil profile, so we'll be able to handle some deficit irrigation later on in the summer when it gets hot.
Yeah. What kind of crop rotation changes have you seen this year? Anything different than normal? I know that what the market's watching is, you know, really close, obviously soybeans really short, but you know, with the corn in your area, are you seeing, you know, more acres or less acres, or what's that looking like?
Well, our corn in West Texas in the irrigated country is kind of based on, you know, your irrigation capacity, how much irrigation you got. You know, our corn acres are probably a flat. But the big increase has been in grain sorghum. Grain sorghum has really come on strong. There's been some, it's very rare that happens, but grain sorghum is we're getting more per bushel for sorghum than we are for corn right now. And so that's really shifted the acres from, on some limited irrigation corn acres, you know, maybe to grain sorghum. Definitely we're seeing a switch from less cotton to more grain sorghum because of this pricing structure. And, So that's been the big thing. And, you know, soybeans are just, our basis is so poor in West Texas for soybeans, it's not usually much of a factor, but the big decision is between cotton and grain sorghum for most growers on dry land and very limited irrigation.
Interesting. So as far as the things getting started up to, you know, we're entering the week of April 12th now, you know, which, you know, you said a lot of planters in North Texas kind of maybe this next week here, this week of the 12th through the 16th, that week there's kind of when we're starting to see, you know, and a lot of people are saying we want to get rolling in the southern Illinois and kind of in that corn belt, southern part of the corn belt. But it sounds like you're heading out to do some planting even yet today, as we kind of spoke offline. Is that right?
Yes, I'm out here in northwest New Mexico at Farmington, and working with the on the Navajo Indian Reservation Irrigation Farm, NAPI. And we're getting planting underway. We're planting our some test plots today and some NCGA contest fields, and so we're kind of getting everything tuned up out here and getting started, and they'll be rolling next week pretty hard.
Gotcha. Has there been any issues with too much? It sounds like, you know, you guys are always in a dry area. Is there any big agronomic concerns or weather concerns that you guys have yet at this point?
Well, like I said, there's kind of a dividing line here in West Texas, you know, north of I-40 or south of I-40. And the area south of I-40 has been extremely dry. They were in a severe drought last summer, didn't get hardly any winter precipitation. So, you know, growers there are having to, you know, weekly change their plans depending on how much pre-watering they can get done. You know, we're sharing water between winter forages like triticale and wheat, and trying to pre-water corn ground and cotton ground. And we need a little help, you know, kind of on the southern high plains. Now, on the northern high plains, we're in better shape, I don't think we're going to see much difference in what we usually do there. But on the southern high plains, it's going to be a little bit different. You know, it's extremely dry. You know, our dryland wheat is very poor. Irrigated wheat only looks good where they've been watering for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. But, you know, we have a strong livestock industry here in West Texas, a lot of dairies. So they're dependent on most of our irrigated wheat will be cut for silage and for our livestock market. But you know, the wheat crop is average at best on irrigated and below average on dry land.
Yeah, most of your feed grains and those crops all go through livestock in your area, right? Pretty much is completely your demand.
Yeah, we're a grain deficit area, so we use up everything we raise, and we're definitely seeing a bigger increase in silage acres over grain acres because of our strong dairy presence.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So, any other last things here before we wrap up here that I didn't ask?
Well, we're just send us some rain. We would certainly take it. And like I said, things are still in some fluctuation. But if we get some good rains in the high plains here in May and early June, you'll see a big increase in. We're already seeing a big increase in grain sorghum acres, but it'll be off the chart if we get some moisture.
Right. Sounds good. Well, hey, really appreciate your time today, Russell. This was a great update from Texas, and appreciate you giving us kind of a broad spectrum look at a larger area as well. So really appreciate that. You guys be safe down there, and good luck getting the rest of the crop in the ground.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, you bet. And again, Russell French from Amarillo, Texas, giving us the Southern report here. And again, we will catch you next time on the Ag View Pitch.